It's Ethan and Will, it's The Nerve, and this is the official Egg Top 5.
As preferred by Ethan and Will from The Nerve with Ethan and Will.
At number 5, it's fried cremation on a plate.
At number 4, it's soft-boiled with what? Are you a child?
At number 3, it's steam-basted, a sauna for your mouth.
At number 2, it's scrambled, this is your brain on drugs.
And number 1, it's poached with a protein jacuzzi.
And there you have it. Billy is with a poached egg now to get his reaction. Over to you!
We're back. It's Ethan and Will with the same fucking podcast.
The Nerve with Ethan and Will. You know it'd be ludicrous if it was someone else.
Imagine it.
It's someone completely different.
It's off menu with... It isn't. You've obviously clicked this and you've come to our podcast. It's The Nerve with Ethan and Will. Well,
you
fools. Welcome. Welcome. You are trapped. We're like a bit of that... What were you getting this summer? That sticky, like, fly paper. The flies get on it and they can never get back off it. That's what we're like,
yeah,
isn't it?
We are. Except people can escape. And they do.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Probably quite often.
So we're the opposite.
Yeah.
We're like those face masks, aren't we, in Corona? Like one of those chain fences with a fly in there. That's what they are.
The COVID goes straight through. Shut up.
Bollocks, isn't it? Bollocks. But yeah, hi.
Hello. Sorry, I was about to go into a long rant there. Let's move swiftly on
Yeah.
Just in case there's any anti-maskers listening.
Yeah, exactly. But don't want that.
You are entitled to your opinion.
As is everybody. Sorry, that was the lawyer that came in.
Yeah.
Does that make him more of an appearance?
Yeah, legally, we had to dub over that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's The Nerve with Ethan. We're back again for episode. This is episode 8. So, yeah.
Nearly at the end of the season.
What are you going to do without us? Probably carry on. Probably just do normal
keep
things.
Keep calm and carry on.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
stiff upper lip and all that.
Exactly.
All that fucking jazz.
We're British, aren't we? And what? Not all of us are British. Is somebody in Germany listening?
Well, it's actually an American.
Somebody's in America. Yeah. The American.
Holler at your boys.
They still haven't.
Holler at your boys.
Unless I haven't released that episode yet. No, that was the last episode we released. I'm pretty sure we hollered at them then. I can't even remember.
Maybe it's not out yet.
Maybe we're bagging on someone that we don't need to. Yeah, we'll leave it. We should always leave 3 episodes.
We'll get inundated with messages. Guys, no, I'm trying to...
Well, talking about that, Will, I have...
Oh!
I have written the section now that there's no emails in the emails and shit. So I'll just check the old emails. Just in case while we've been sat here...
Ooh, have a look.
The emails will... see if they've come through. Let's have a quick look at the old emails. They're just... Might be a bottleneck, you know. Sometimes it takes a while for things. There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
it takes a lot. Just to
refresh the page.
Just keep refreshing. I'll do refresh a couple more times. I've been refreshing a bit. No.
There's nothing
there. So
thank God that'd give us something to talk about.
Yeah, it would. It would have given us some content.
That'd be a bugger.
That'd have been so annoying. So yeah.
So no one's emailed us.
Yeah. So. Not even the US person that may or may not have heard our shout out.
Audio Boom?
Not even Audio Boom. As messages. No.
They've got sick of us. Fuck.
They're not sick of us when they're asking for my money.
That's just two pricks talking to each other.
Just talking
to
the
room
ether,
by themselves.
Innit? Man, no. So yeah, no emails and shit. So yeah, what I was trying to allude to there is I'm just really upset that we've had no emails. So
I'm also upset.
Yeah.
Well, please email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com.
Please. Or DM us at calltothefaithful. Or send us a tweet at CTTF Band. I think that's right. Or go to our website at calltothefaithful.com and join our mailing list. Do whatever. Do whatever you can. And also, as we talk about Corterra so much, just to keep you all guys in the loopy loop up on the situation, we had our first practice back last weekend.
We did.
And
testing the old cobwebs off.
Oh, mate, it was...
I forgot how to drum.
No, I forgot.
I came in, picked up your fucking bass.
Yeah, well, I came in, I didn't carry
mastered
any gear.
Mastered it within the first 5 minutes.
Oh, chortle.
Good four.
I came in and didn't bring any of my own gear in. I thought, oh, it must be the singer. I then realised, hey, it's not me. I had to go and bring my gear in.
Did you get someone else to carry the microphone? Yeah.
I just watched everyone bringing things in and out and thought, oh, shit, yeah, I'm not the singer.
I best do something.
Oh, crumbs.
Well, stand there and looking pretty. He does it so well.
He does it so well. He's a great supervisor.
Over there in the corner.
In your box. So we've got a couple of like what we think are fantastic tracks being built at the moment, being carefully placed together. We'll do some updates with you later on.
When we know what's going on.
Yeah. But right now, hopefully, just
getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Rocket Park opens up.
If it does, we can get back to fucking Rocket Park.
On the
12th, I think, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Big up the Rocket Park.
Big up the Rocket Park. If you're listening
to
us, I doubt you are, but if you're listening, mate, hi. Go to Rocket Park in Britain if anyone else is listening to you in a band. But anyway, look, that's the end of emails and shit. There was no emails or shit, so...
No emails, no shit.
Nout. So on a more somber note, Paul Ritter died today.
I know.
Can you fucking believe it?
I know. You sent me a message first thing in the morning. I was sad.
You're crying.
When I woke up. And then I was miserable for the rest of the day. So
that's
thank you.
So upsetting. Sorry, mate.
No, it's all right.
Sorry, mate.
I was going to find out one more another.
Shit on it.
Shit on it, Jackie.
It's a real, shit on it. real fucking shame. Like,
it really is. Oh. It was such a... A comedic man.
Yeah.
Just so funny when he...
Oh, mate, I love Friday Night Dinner. And like...
What a character.
Isn't it, mate? He's just brilliant. And I'm going to miss now Friday Night Dinner. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it all.
Yeah.
With
a tear in your eye.
Oh, mate, I will, because he was great, wasn't he? He was a really great... And did you watch Chernobyl? The series?
I started watching it. So I can't remember.
Do you remember he was in Chernobyl as well? Then he was one of the main characters. Like, he was quite a main character in the beginning.
Lovely bit of plutonium.
Shit on it. Quickly, shit on the uranium. Cool it down. But yeah, he fucking...
Oh, is it historically accurate then?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Literally to the T. I just can't believe he's gone.
It just... it's out of nowhere, isn't it? I mean, not that I was every day... What's Paul Rare up to?
Yeah, no. But it's not like he's been in the forefront of my mind. Just, yeah.
You think these people are going to be there forever. And he was young as well.
Yeah, he was only 50-odd, wasn't he?
54, I think.
Bloody
hell. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Only once.
But yeah, I mean, bless his family. I mean, that's young for to lose your dad, to lose your husband.
Indeed. He had a brain tumor.
Et cetera.
He didn't even know he had a brain tumor. I didn't even know he had a brain tumor.
He didn't know.
No, I think I'm sure he did, but I'd say I didn't know. Yeah.
No.
Not like I wouldn't know.
It probably wasn't common knowledge.
I'm not his,
It was just
not kept, his kin.
Kept behind... kept in the family.
Yeah, that's fair enough. A lot like your girlfriends, really, isn't it? Kept in the family. I shouldn't be joking at times in this section, should I? I'm sorry,
this
Will.
This was the somber
section. So this was the somber section. Sorry,
Jesus,
I was just trying to line up again.
Christ.
I shouldn't make incest jokes. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Bless him. Bless that poor soul.
I know. So, props to you, Mr. Ritter.
Ritter.
What a comedy powerhouse you were.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. But how funny.
Pour some gin for the homie.
Yeah, no, we'll go. We'll make
I don't
it.
Have any gin.
No, I don't either. But just, you know, we'll say a little. I don't pray. Do you pray? You religious? You're not religious, are you?
Oh, no, I don't pray.
No, exactly. So, just, yeah. Thoughts and condolences go out. But what a fucking fantastic guy he was.
The atheist equivalent to praying.
Yeah, whatever that is,
sending
we are
our
doing that. We're sending our vibes. Sending good vibes up there. Great vibes. That's my aura, something like that. It's my aura showing. Yeah, my zip's under.
Oh, I can see it. Yeah. Poking out.
Fucking the Friday night dinner, though. Like, I fucking love that shit.
I really like it. Oh, a lot of people don't get it.
I know.
Like, well, what is it?
A lot of, well, again, I don't want to be, I'm not being sexist, but like, my girlfriend doesn't like it.
No.
I'm pretty sure your girlfriend
doesn't have a sense of humour. She doesn't listen to this podcast, does she?
I don't know, sometimes.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she thinks a lot of stuff that we think is hilarious.
It's really shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Family Guy, is it?
Yeah. I love Family Guy.
Does she not like it?
No. She likes it.
There was something that was really, that we think is really good, that she thinks is shit. What is it?
I don't know.
I can't fucking remember.
I'm glad you brought it up then. I'm so glad.
Well, I thought you'd know. I thought you'd go, oh yeah, that thing. And then we'd have a little...
She might, to be fair, she might have said it was Family Guy and she might have said, yeah, no, I just think it's shit, but she watches it. It might be similar. But I think it rings a bell with Family Guy, to be fair. Yeah. You know, like, remember when we were... What did you watch? Oh, well, I want to watch The Favourites. Apparently it's really good.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it was awful.
It was terrible. We turned it off wank. Within the first half hour.
It was wank, yeah.
It was like, yeah, that's enough of that bollocks.
Oh, no, thank you. We watched His House for longer. We watched the whole fucking film.
Oh, that.
That shit horror film.
Horror film.
Yeah.
I'm doing the fingers, guys.
Yeah. What? Yeah, oh, get them out of me. How'd they get all the way over
here? It wasn't the horror.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she's not been able to... Or we've not let her choose something since.
No, there's not been a lot. There's not been a lot. But yeah,
she'd choose something and we'd go, this is shit. Let's just do the favourites.
But yeah. But yeah, she didn't like Friday night dinner. To be fair, my sister really likes it.
Does she?
Yeah, yeah, she really likes it. But she's got quite a weird sense of humour like me. So that's
your sister's got quite a good sense of humour.
Yeah, she has quite a good sense of humour. It's more weird, isn't it? Like, we've just got weird senses of humour. Mm. Like, a lot of things that other people find funny, which is like, well, that's just fucking... Just, I think it has to be a little bit weird for us to think it's funny, don't we? Because otherwise it's just a bit boring, isn't it?
Yeah, because we're a bit weird.
Yeah, a bit weird, yeah. That's why Friday Night Dinner was so good, and that's why Paul Rittig was so good, because he played a really weird character and he played it so well. So I can only imagine that he might have been a bit weird like us.
Probably was.
Yeah, I hope. Well,
good on him.
He's an actor, so he probably was.
An actor!
An actor. I did, talking about shit like that. Oh, not shit like that, as in, you know, Paul, rest in peace. But as in talking about, like, you know, the visual medium of television.
On television.
There was a Le Film that's come out on Netflix with Sarah Paulson.
On the Netflix.
On the Netflix. With Sarah Paulson, you know, from American Horror Story, I believe, and Ratchet and shit like that. You know,
I think I know who you mean. Yeah. I haven't watched American Horror Story.
Barely, Google a photo of Sarah Paulson and show world with it, mate. It's called Run.
Right.
We should watch the. It's just, mate, it just looks great. It just looks absolutely great. I think it's about. We should watch the trailer. It's about.
I know who you mean. Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, Sarah Paulson. Thanks, Barely.
Thanks.
Like, he's got a. It's a woman with a daughter who's got in a wheelchair, and she's like, "You know what? I'm going to pause the recording of this podcast, and I'm going to show you the trailer."
Okay.
And we're back.
Very creepy.
Isn't it creepy?
So, it's not like a spooky film, not like with ghosts, etc.
No.
Paranormal activity. Mm. It's like a psychological thriller.
Indeed. It's also, yeah, psychological
about a,
thriller, yeah.
A mother with Munchausen's.
A Munchausen syndrome, yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is, yeah. So, it's like when you're keeping your, like somebody, like your next of kin, like your child, like
somebody you
sick,
love.
Somebody you love sick.
You want them home.
Yeah.
You want them to stay with you. You want them dependent on you.
Yeah.
And a lot so of, you keep poisoning them, or
but then sometimes I think it might be psychological like more than things. That's more than medicated. Sometimes I think maybe you know they just think they're ill because the parents are like, "Oh, you're really ill. You're too
so
weak. You can't
sick,
do that.
Darling.
You can't eat so much. You can't blah blah blah."
Stay in bed.
Yeah, isn't it weird? Because they covered it in because it's a real thing. It's a real thing, isn't it? People, yeah, it's not really. Well, it's a real thing, isn't it? People have actually done that before.
Yeah, well, it's they named a syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very, yeah.
After
what, mate?
But
Yeah, good point.
So there's, I don't know, have you seen Sixth Sense?
I haven't seen Sixth Sense. What happens there?
So one of the, I mean, spoiler alert, I mean, if you haven't seen it at this point.
I actually haven't seen Sixth Sense.
Fucking unlucky. Yeah. I'm going to spoil it slightly.
I know the end for it anyway.
The kid sees ghosts.
Yeah. What?
What? And one of the ghosts is a little girl whose mum had Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah.
Tried to keep her ill, keep her at home.
Right.
Accidentally overdid it on the poison. The old poison killed her off. And it's sort of the ghost is haunting this boy who can see her to get her to get him to show this tape, like showing the mother poisoning
the
daughter. So it's like another example of Munchausen's syndrome.
Okay.
But it's creepy as fuck.
It is creepy.
And it's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, because I don't think it's the first time I saw it, but did you ever watch The President on Netflix? About a guy trying to become president of the student body or something, whatever it is in America, because he wanted to become then the US president. And apparently all the ex-presidents, I think before Donald Trump, had been like student body president or whatever. I don't know if Donald Trump wasn't.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a good season. It's a good series. And if you haven't seen it, I'm going to spoil it for you anyway. So fuck it. there's a child that thinks she's sick, but it turns out that I think her mother's got Munchausen, so she's just keeping her.
The mother's making her sick, or is it again psychological?
I think a bit of both.
Really?
Yeah, because then I think the daughter sort of realises, oh, wait a minute, I can do this sort of shit, you know? So
weird, isn't it?
Very weird how that would happen.
Very strange.
Yeah.
And it's even more creepy that it's quite close to real life.
Yeah, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's something that could happen.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
But no, I'm looking forward to watching that the weekend.
Yeah, watch that the weekend.
Get a couple of bevvies down us.
Yeah, but it's
take the edge off.
Yeah. It's going to be fucking great, that film. Sarah Paulson's just a fantastic actress, or a fantastic actor. I don't have to say actress. There's no fucking gender roles anymore. She's an actor.
Mm.
Yeah, she's fantastic in everything she's been in.
I mean...
But that I've seen anyway.
I've not really seen her in anything that instantly think of. Probably have, but I've got a memory like a fucking sieve anyway.
Yeah.
Not that she's forgettable.
Yeah.
I'm forgettable.
Yeah.
Forgetful.
You're forgetful. Rather. Yeah. And forgettable.
Both.
I don't even know who you are.
I don't know who I am.
You're taking everything from me. I don't even know where I am.
And looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking great.
Get pizza.
Has Sarah Paulson got a really old girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, is that her? Yeah.
She plays Charlie Sheen's mum in Two and a Half Men.
Is that who she's with?
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
I mean, there's quite an age difference there.
Yeah, isn't it? I wonder how that all works.
I don't know.
I don't know. But fair play to him, you know.
But there is a bit of an age difference.
There is a bit of an age difference, but...
But then maybe that's just
fair enough.
Her bag.
Likes older ladies.
Some people do.
Yeah, fair play to her, fair play. And they seem to be really in love, which is really nice. They've been on, I've watched a few videos with them. My sister is like, loves, my sister idolises Sarah Paulson. She absolutely adores it. So I've seen lots of like interviews and shit. Like, I've been
sending. She dating an older lady?
I think her boyfriend might be an older lady. Yeah. It's not Dan, it's Pam.
It's never been verified.
It's never, nothing ever is it? Not in these day and ages, anyway.
In these unprecedented times.
Unprecedented times.
Unprecedented.
Just absolutely mental, isn't it? Fucking life. Anyway, yeah, let's watch that at the weekend.
100%.
In better news, it looks like life may be sort of reopening.
Hallelujah.
Praise the fucking Lord.
Oh, mate.
I'm sick of the fucking sight of the inside of our house.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I love our house.
Yeah, but that's not the point. It's just I want to go out.
I want to go out, do stuff. Fucking walks as well. I don't want to walk anymore. No, I'm sick of just walking about.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's
some trees,
nice.
Fucking greenery.
Oh, lovely.
Whatever.
Yeah. It starts when we find a new place to walk, but at the moment, I can't. Yeah. You know, and
I'll 100% carry on walking.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, well, I'm always going to walk until I can't, mate.
Just as a general rule.
Yeah, just as a general rule, mate.
You like to get players.
Yeah, just to, you know, get up, walk to the shower. Yeah. Like, I'll still be doing that.
Yeah. Walk about in the shower. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Just do little laps.
Just run around like a madman.
Yeah.
Like a madman.
That's all that splashing and noise you hear every evening is.
Oh, I just thought you employed some sort of dolphin.
Oh, that as well.
Yeah.
But no, fucking fantastic. I mean, from Monday, we can go out, have a pint. I mean, by the time this is out, we'll be out of lockdown anyway.
Yeah, there'll be no pockets. We'll be pissed.
Fucking pointless.
Is it from next Monday we can go to the pub?
Monday. On the nose.
Now, we've not booked anywhere, have we? We've not been very good with this. But then also, do we want to go out the first week?
Do we have to book anywhere?
I believe if it's the same as last time, we'll have to book. When we first came out, we had to book.
What?
Book.
Book.
Yeah, to book it.
Book it?
We got to book it.
Book the film.
We got to book it. We got to book the restaurante, haven't we?
No, but book I mean, do you want to eat outside? I mean, I wouldn't
mind. No, but we're going to have to be outside.
Yeah, we can eat outside.
Yeah.
But it's quite fucking cold.
Yeah, but I think it's a pint and a substantial meal, isn't it? Yeah. Is it back to that?
No.
Is it just a pint?
I think you can just have a pint. Mate.
Oh, that is nice.
And it might be inside opens.
So COVID virus no longer is affected by a meal. Because before, the meal was the barrier, wasn't it?
Before,
Boris said, look, if you have a meal, then you'd be fine because COVID can't get through you because of the meal barrier. So now the COVID doesn't care about the meal barrier no more.
No,
the meal barrier is fine.
No, it goes, look, this was the rule last time.
Yeah.
I'll let you off this time. Old COVID says. That's what he said to Boris.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
Oh, that's nice to have those negotiations.
It's really nice. And he said, but if you sit inside, I might change my mind.
Okay. Well, we've got to play by COVID's rules, haven't we?
We have.
The COVID.
I mean, it just makes no sense.
That COVID does really change his mind a lot.
It's really weird science behind it.
Yeah, isn't it? I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
Oh, well, we're in good hands, aren't we?
We are.
With Matt Hancock and everyone.
We're in safe hands.
Oh, it's nice.
With all the...
Heading down to fucking Sesame Street with Big Bird and Grover and the Count. Oh. £10 million for my friends. Three government contracts for my friends. Yeah.
Failed track and trace.
28 billion.
7,000 pounds a day.
Vaccine passports.
Awful. It's all fucked.
This year.
The thing is, I'd love to think that there was a rhyme and a reason for certain things. I mean, I
can't think of any more.
It was have a substantial meal so you're not all getting pissed up and hugging each other.
Yeah.
Which I suppose I get, but at the same time, I'm a fucking adult.
But whatever, that's fine. We'll just have to live with it, won't we? Or not. I always do that. We have to live with it or not, won't we?
Yeah.
You know, it's just how it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. I've stopped getting angry about these things.
Yeah, totally.
At this point, it's just like, look, you can only... have a pint if you're in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Riding a camel. Oh,
down.
Yeah, all right, Boris, whatever. Just let's go get the fucking hot air
balloon. Yeah,
whatever
you
out.
Say, mate.
I've had enough.
Say.
I just want a pint.
Is that part of it?
I just want to pay £5 for a drink.
Yeah, just all in one.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait to spunk all my money up the fucking wall.
But, then, you know, could it be the death of pubs, though? Because pubs are going to open again, and then people are going to go, oh, great. And then at the end of the month, they're going to go, oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be glaringly obvious how much we used to spend.
Yeah.
We're not going to spend as much, I don't think.
No.
Which, bad for the pubs, good for me.
Yeah. I don't really go to the pub. I don't go really pubs anyway. I mean, there's going to have to be drinking holes.
We used to go pub. We weren't.
No, we're not pub guys.
We're not pubbers. I love a pub, but we're not pubbers.
No. It's nice to go to a pub. Like before lockdown or when it was during the last lockdown, that year was like, what was it? 3 Jägermeister for tenner at our local.
We got twatted.
Yeah, because he gave us 4 for a tenner, didn't he?
He did.
He kept giving us double shots. That was fucking great, wasn't it?
Mm, fucking good man.
Yeah. And we got absolutely cunted, didn't we?
We did.
On,
I quite like that. Yeah. Just off the cuff.
That's what I like wankers. To do, though. That's how I like
just
to go to
not
a
got
pub.
Much on, chilling at home. Should we go pub? Get to the pub. Should we have a Jäger bomb?
Yeah.
I'll have 1 Jäger bomb. They're 2 for a 5. I'll have 15.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
yeah.
sir.
It's like, what a deal. Sign me up. Can you keep coming, please?
Give me a first-class ticket to Canton.
Yeah, looking forward to going to the fucking pubs. Anyway,
yeah, looking forward to that.
Boris, please, fucking let us open up or something. Like, yeah. Just fucking...
Oh, indoor mini golf. But I don't know when that's opening. There was a... Sorry, I meant to tell you this ages ago.
Sorry?
There's like an indoor crazy golf bar experience, trippy lights.
Yeah.
Fucking glow-in-the-dark shit.
Right.
Place.
Where?
In Peterborough.
In Peterborough?
In Peterborough.
Where are we from?
Into Peterborough.
Let's go then. I'm guessing that's 100%. Going to open up after
COVID. I don't know it's not going to be in this first wave of things opening because it's inside. But on the subject of things reopening, going back to normal life,
yeah,
we can go back to our regular crazy golf sessions.
That's the one thing I've missed the most through all this lockdown. It's not being able to go and do crazy golf indoors like we always do. Our passion.
Thank the fucking Lord.
I can't wait to get my old putters out. My old putting iron out.
Yeah.
My old putting bat. Get my putting cue out.
Get the rackets out.
Yeah. Get the old spanners out. Knock a few balls into however many holes it is in crazy golf.
I've had a real itch for the... I've had the crazy golf itch.
We've had to keep going to Stanton.
Crazy golf craze.
A crazy golf pandemic in your body.
It'd be bloody mental golf by the time I turn up.
Because you can't go to Hunt Stanton all the time because it's fucking cold.
No,
doing
their
crazy golf outside like some lunatics.
And it. Fuck that.
That's not happening.
But yeah, that's coming. So I'm looking forward to that.
Whoa.
We need more fucking places like that do that sort of stuff. An axe throwing bar.
Shit like that is littered in London. It's like it's almost like you go past when you go, oh,
but I fucking hate going to London.
No, innit?
I'm going to spend a lot of money and I'm going to be fucked at the end of the day.
Yeah.
My lungs are going to be polluted.
Yeah.
I'm going to have three viruses.
Innit?
One of them's not even the coronavirus.
It's chlamydia from sitting on a fucking tube seat. Right. You know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to walk through London. Oh, there's fucking...
Get right hooked by
there's
a fucking
darts place. You go, oh, fucking just tripped over a ping pong place. Oh, fuck, oh, there's an indoor fucking golf thing. Oh, shit, I've just tripped over something else. Do you know what I mean? It's just everywhere. And you just think, why do all these people want to do this?
Yeah. Because in Peterborough, we've got a bit of live music.
Yeah.
We can go
Coming back.
Other than that, it's just bars and stuff, isn't it? There's
yeah,
not,
literally.
Like, activity-themed stuff.
No.
Things.
No.
Which we need more of.
Yeah. 100%. There's a couple of fucking escape rooms. Beardy likes an escape room, really, mate. He likes an escape room.
Yes, I've not actually tried one of those.
Oh, we should do one.
But can you drink? I mean, the main premise is that you're drinking whilst drinking.
Sorry. Yes, no, I don't believe so.
I mean, I'll say that, but they probably wouldn't let you drink with a fucking axe. You're throwing an axe? No, mate, you can't drink. What do you mean?
I don't know. I can imagine they would still let you drink.
Really?
But it's in London. I could see it happening, though. Just somebody going, yeah, all right, do you want a beer as well? Like, I used to get my beer trimmed and I'd be offered a cocktail like at 10 in the morning.
That seems the
weird
opposite of what I understand about this country.
It's literally... Think about the country and then go to London and it's the opposite.
Really?
Yeah, it's just different. Everything's just a bit different.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, there's hash bars in London.
Hash bars?
Yeah, where you can go smoke hash.
What, the illegal drug?
The illegal drug that we export, like, mostly one of our biggest exports.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I know, 100%.
You can go to little hash bars and they're, like, underground, like, in basements and shit.
No way.
Yeah.
I never fucking knew that.
There's a guy when I worked there, there's a guy I met and he used to tell me about it a lot because he'd been a couple of times and I kept trying to get, like, friends with him more so I could go and see him. But we never, you know, it just didn't happen, you know.
Have you ever been to one?
No, that's what I mean. I've never got
they're
to
a bit underground.
One.
You got to know a guy.
Yeah, you can't just go. You can't just walk in. Cause obviously,
you've got to do a secret knock. Secret handshake. A speakeasy.
You've got to do a secret
wank
at the
days
door.
Days of prohibition.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucked, though. Just on that subject.
Yeah.
It's illegal. Unless you're really rich and you're selling it.
Yeah.
And then it's not drug dealing. It's fucked, mate.
It's not
so fucking...
Hash and weed isn't drug dealing. It's just being a fucking...
But that's what I mean. It is in the eyes
florist.
Of the law. Only if you're poor, though.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Only if you're not a billionaire.
Do you know what? I fucking hate... Like, I follow a few of the, like, the policing in Peterborough, the policing in Huntingdon.
like pages in on fucking Facebook.
We fined this guy £1,000 because his tires was bald.
Yeah.
Him and his four children had to walk home in the rain.
Yeah, innit?
Good job policing Peterborough. Could he not afford a new tire? Because he's trying to look after his four kids. Fucking cunt.
No one ever sees the other side of it. But it was always like, I mean, there's been a couple of like large cannabis raids, right? And fair enough, like it is illegal, I get it, but I still think it's fucking stupid that they're rescuing it. But it's when they like take like 20 bags of weed off like a fucking 16-year-old and they fucking ostracise him on Facebook, and he's just like, he's got hundreds of pounds worth of marijuana. No, he hasn't. He's got 60 pounds just worth of weed on him. And it might have just been his personal amount. Like, what, you know, like, why are you worried about that?
It's just this country's weird attitude. It's horrible.
But the worst thing is the bootlickers in the comment section.
Oh, I fucking hate those. Oh.
Yeah, they're pricks. Well done, guys. I'm glad you're keeping our city safer.
And you took a plant off a child?
Yeah, you fucking cunt.
Fucking leave him alone.
There was
that a child? A young man.
Yeah, innit?
Because if I say it took weed off a child, that sounds bad. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, are you like me? Did you have a healthy hatred for the police when you were younger?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a hatred for most authority, so yeah.
Same. And then you see things like that, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have got along.
No.
We wouldn't get along.
I think, you know, Isaac Dan? Big Isaac, big up Isaac. He won't be listening to this. He doesn't do that sort of stuff.
No,
he won't listen to this. But Isaac's fucking huge.
He's a big
fucking
old boy.
Big old fucking bodybuilding man. Glorious he is.
Mm.
We both commented on something on a Police in the Peterborough page because there was one of the police officers was doing a fucking speed gun.
Right.
But like the way he was positioned was like at the end of a junction, like on a corner or something like that. And me and Isaac were like, is that really a legal place to be parking your car or something like that? And all these bootlegs come on, aren't we? They're keeping our city safe. No. Like, he's actually making a hazard there.
You're committing a traffic offence.
Yeah, to try and stop somebody else.
To try and stop a traffic offence. Yeah.
You're not Batman.
What?
You're not a vigilante.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just...
Find a way to work inside your laws that you make. Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't penalise me for you not being able to fucking do it. It's fucking stupid. And you get all these people on everything. They're like, oh, well done. You're keeping us safe. Oh, well done. Oh, I love the police. Fuck off. Do a good, you know, like, don't get me wrong. There's fucking, obviously there is a requirement for them.
Oh, 100%.
But there are so many.
But then when you need them for an actual emergency, they're not there.
No. And most of them have been fucking brainwashed into this stupid government's idea of what they think is safe.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then you talk to them and you think, you literally are a racist dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
There are some people in like on the beat that aren't nice. Mm. There are good police officers. There must be. Yeah.
There has to be.
I've not ever met a good police officer.
No, but there probably is somewhere.
There probably is somewhere.
Some small corner of the world.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I have met two good police officers.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Did they arrest you?
No, because I wanked him off. The only two police officers, you know, and I'm talking about officers, you know, my stepmom works for the police, she's great at what she does, but she's not a police officer.
No.
I want to caveat that in case she's listening. I don't think she is. But do you know what I mean? She works for the police but isn't a police officer, and that's two different things.
Yeah.
Still, you can still get indoctrinated in those sort of views, but hopefully that won't happen to her. But we'll just have to see, won't we? It's just police are weird. Police officers, like, we've got some mates that are police officers, and you think, should you really be a police officer?
And then probably not.
Yes. But whatever. But there are some good souls, and we just have to hope that prevails over. I mean, like in every film.
Good prevails over evil.
Evil! Every villain is lemons. We had our first barbecue of the year.
We did.
Before it started fucking snowing again.
In summer.
Yeah. In the summer that we had, in the two days of summer.
That,
lovely.
That day and a half. That was wonderful.
Managed to get the garden done and have a barbecue.
Lovely.
And back to winter.
That's all your summer job sorted.
Yeah, it's all I need to do. Back to winter again, can't wait for Christmas.
Fucking mowing the lawn with your ass.
Yeah.
Paint in the shed.
Quickly, we've got two
cleaning
days.
Cleaning out the gutters. And working on your town at the same time.
Yeah.
Flipping a burger with your left foot.
Getting it all going.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was
really nice.
It was actually nice of a barbecue, wasn't it?
We managed to sit outside for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was dark.
Yeah, for quite a while as well. Put
a couple of candles.
Candles.
Ooh, it was romantic. Back a bit of Barry White up. No, we didn't.
Yeah, it was really, 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 really nice. Mm. It was so nice to actually have a fucking barbecue.
It was.
And enjoy the outside and not be so fucking cold. Because, yeah, it started snowing again.
Mate, don't. What's
happened?
I was literally today, I've been working outside.
Yeah.
And it was freezing all fucking day. I know I go on about being cold at work, but I fucking...
but you are cold at work.
Just let me have a moan.
Yeah.
And I was fucking freezing. And then the sun just started to hit me and I thought, oh, that's nice. That's a bit lovely.
Yeah.
And then I thought, is there like a cherry blossom that's shedding its leaves around here? I looked up and no. Lo and behold, it was fucking snowing.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Mm. Literally, just started warming my cockles.
Getting your cockles nice and warm.
Getting my cockles nice and warm. Yeah.
Get your cockles all warmed up.
You know, I like having my cockles.
You'd love having a warm cockle, don't you?
I like having a warm cockle. yeah, fucking started snowing. It's the end of days, mate. It's Armageddon, I'm sure.
Yeah, it fucking is. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Just waiting for the locusts.
Yeah. Hopefully soon.
The second coming of Jesus.
Oh, I'm coming, guys. Again. Oh, me, I'm coming. I'm going to come all over my face. What?
What?
Why did you say that?
What? I don't even get it.
Oh, no.
Fucking... What the fuck? What the fuck
Jesus
was that?
Jesus wouldn't say that, would he?
No, he
fucking wouldn't.
You fucking said it, though.
Oh, dear. We've never seen me and Jesus in the same room, have you?
That's all the evidence I need.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to drive home blindfolded.
I've got every faith in you. It's just on that one sentence alone.
All I need is your faith.
I'll close my eyes as well. I'll go to sleep.
You will.
Yeah.
You will go to sleep.
Whether I like it or not.
It is your time. Yeah, fucking, it was, what did we have? So we had a, some fucking veggie sausages.
I mean, I had some meat.
You had a big fucking plate of meat.
I did.
You had a fucking
huge
plate.
I've been watching What the Health?
Oh, yeah.
Cowspiracy. Seaspiracy. And it fucking ruined my brain.
Yeah.
Just that it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
That it actually all works. And I'm going, oh, I need to eat less meat. I'm going, we need to eat less meat to my vegetarian girlfriend. I'm going, we really need to step up here.
Yeah.
Babe. We need to sort this out.
We should stop
We're
eating
killing
so much
the planet.
Meat.
And she goes, I'm a vegetarian. I said, look, let's not squabble over details, darling. Let's just...
We need to sort this
out.
We
need to do this. We need to commit to it. And the very thought alone made me commit to a plate full of meat.
You had bacon, sausages.
I didn't have sausages.
Yeah, bacon and burgers.
And chicken,
yeah. Mm. Three meats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All three of the meats.
The triple.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of lamb would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, don't. I'm trying to give up meat.
Bit of fucking lamb. Did you have meat... today? No. So, because last night you made us a roast and you made us the lovely corn roast, which we had for the first time. You did a great job with that. That did taste delicious.
Thank you. It's so apparently usually just a little cooking tip for all of those that follow us from my cooking tips. apparently it dries out, but if you just
really?
Wrap it up in, take the plastic off, obviously, you fucking nutcase. whack a bit of onion.
Take the condom off.
Whack a bit of and a bit of foil,
yeah.
Onion, garlic. I put some carrots in there as well.
You
bit
did
of rosemary,
nice.
Oil,
yeah.
Wrap it all up,
yeah.
Cook it longer than required because
yeah,
I mean
what,
it was still fucking frozen
happened,
by the time
though.
I took it out.
But wait a second, did you have to when it was in its plastic state? Mm. Did you have to wrap it up in tinfoil, or was it just in the thingy?
No, you're supposed to
just whack
pierce
it
the plastic,
yeah.
And then cook it for 55 minutes.
I assume that's probably what happened then. Because
yeah,
because
it was all in a package.
Yeah, right.
Surrounded by vegetation.
Yeah.
But if you do that, don't fuck it up like I did.
Yeah.
And just keep an eye on it. I mean, I've still not worked it out. I don't know why I'm preaching to everyone.
No, the flavour was fantastic, and even with it was in like for an hour and a half.
Just cook it though. Just cook it enough.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it.
No.
Keep trying it. That's what I did. Just scoffing away on frozen bits of corn.
It's almost done.
It's nearly there, guys. Just crunching away.
Well, you've eaten 3/4 of it. Yeah. It's not done yet. But,
like, that was really nice. I mean, I'm finding myself eating less and less meat now anyway.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, me and Grace don't eat meat, so...
Yeah, you... Most people I know are turning vegetarian or... Like, my parents... My sister was a vegan. I think she's pescatarian now.
Most people are just better people, aren't they?
But my parents were pescatarian. Yeah. Watched Seaspiracy, went, well, can't enjoy fish anymore. And they fucking love fish.
See, that's why I'm going to watch Seaspiracy. I'm just going to happen. I've got to do it. I will watch these things. I'll probably again do it this weekend or someone that not this week. But I've only just started eating tuna again.
Have you?
Because I love tuna.
Don't. Sorry, mate.
What about my cats?
You know that dolphin safe sticker on it?
Yeah.
Don't mean a thing.
What about my cats? What am I going to feed my cats?
Well, that's different. You don't have a choice with cats. You can't serve cats a vegetarian diet. Give them Huel.
Imagine that, making my cats a Huel shake in the morning.
Tuna flavoured Huel.
Go on, cat, if you're big and strong.
Just come on. Fucking emaciated. Poor things.
Have you seen those cunts in the Huel adverts? Oh, if I'm busy, I forget to eat, so I'm going to have some Huel. Oh, it's Huel. Fuck off.
What point have we got to where... Oh, I'm working too hard. Yeah. Too many hours. Yeah. Oh, you must be a millionaire. No, I'm still in fucking poverty. I'm 30. I can't afford a house. And I can't even have time to eat. So I've got Huel.
That's literally
it's
so,
literally
isn't it?
Like, yeah. This is where we've got to as a society, isn't it? Like, we're celebrating the fact that we've not got enough time to nourish our bodies.
Yeah, to stay alive.
What do you need to stay alive? You need to sleep. Mm. You need to eat. You need to drink water. But we're fucking...
Well, you can drink water and eat in one tasty package.
Yeah,
Huel.
Isn't it?
Horrible.
It's insane. I worry. I really do worry.
Are you not working hard enough? Do you need less? Do you need more time in your day?
It's like we've been fucking subliminally messaged this sort of stuff.
It's been conditioned.
That's not the right word.
Conditioned
to believe this sort of stuff. I did a 12-hour day today.
Yeah.
And I haven't for a while.
Yeah.
On average, I'll do 10, 11 hours a day.
Yeah.
And today I thought, oh, at least I've done a decent shift today. I think, why am I working 12 hours?
Yeah.
There's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
I've got other interests.
Yeah.
I've got other shit.
And out
that
of the rest of those
doing,
12 hours you've got left, like, 8 of them are going to be sleep.
Yeah.
6, 8 of them are going
to
be sleep.
So I've got,
so you've got
fuck all time.
Yeah. And you've got to do a podcast with this
And
cunt.
I've gone, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
Why?
No, innit?
It's not going to make me rich.
Look, work-life balance is much better.
Yeah, like, 100%. People, like... But it's like you're almost expected to. If I was to work my basic hours, leave my house at 8, get back to my house at 5, I would be viewed as a fucking scumbag.
Oh, your work would not be happy with you.
No. Oh, why is work not getting done? Well, obviously you didn't account for the fact that this is a work day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure back in the day... It wasn't like this. Yeah. I'm sure way back when we were not working 12 hours. I mean, I could be fucking wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it wasn't common practice.
No.
In the same way that it wasn't, just for example, common practice was that a bloke could go to work and earn enough to feed and house and whatever the rest of his family. Mm. So he could provide for 4 people.
Yeah.
Housing, food, everything.
Yeah.
Still have enough time. Come home for dinner.
Yeah. I like
sit about for a bit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Get 8 hours of sleep. Do a hobby, maybe. I don't fucking know.
But that's better for you. It's better for the economy.
Yeah.
It's better for, because if you've got interest and you're out spending money on your interests, then you're putting money into the economy.
Yeah. But we've got to the point where our money does not go far enough.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all.
At all.
No.
People can't afford houses.
No.
It's a fucking... It's like a house is a luxury now. If you want to pay for your own house. Oh, you can pay to rent a house. That's fine.
Yeah,
you
get stuck in that fucking loop.
Eh?
Get stuck in that fucking loop.
Fuck, innit?
Do you know what I mean?
Right. And it's... And it's... It, oh, no, you, you're selfish if you want time for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up and it's like, where do we go from here?
Yeah, innit?
I would like to see something drastically change. And I thought the pandemic would do it.
Yeah.
Where we all go, lads, we're fucking doing too much. We're getting paid too little.
Yeah.
Nothing, mate. Absolutely nothing.
No.
I was a celebrated key worker at the start of the fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
Now I'm a scumbag and I used to get on my fucking job.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like, yeah.
We've really turned there, haven't we? Yeah. When you needed
we're
me
so happy
to just crack off. That you're out done really well. Now it's like fucking, oh, you've only done 11 hours today?
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
why don't you sleep less, you lazy fuck?
Oh, it's fucking awful.
And that's 8 hours? What, you want 8 hours to sleep?
Yeah.
What, you want to lie down for 8 hours?
You fucking should be fucking
you
working.
Dirty cunt. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's,
and you get all those
the mind boggles. I really feel like we're in a fucking simulation.
No, we are. But then you get those motivational speakers on YouTube or whatever. They're like, you've got to be working. You've got to be. I watched, I don't know if you know, a guy called David Goggins.
Yeah. Tell us your mind, motherfucker.
Oh, mate. I feel like I respect what he does. Yeah, fair play to him. He's doing a lot. He's a machine. Yeah, I don't find it that impressive. I find it impressive that he's doing it, but it doesn't make me go, oh wow, I'm inspired. Good, because you're running. Because like, he's put a picture up today. He's got a big blister, like it's covering half his foot. He's like, oh, I've taped it up. I'm going. Yeah. I keep going. Why?
Where's that celebrated?
Yeah, I just don't understand why you're hurting yourself. Anyway, he put a fucking video up the other day of him having an interview, and it's like, I don't just respect people, they've got to earn my respect. And I'm respecting it if they're grafting, if they're working hard every day. If they're working, they're grafting. You got to be grafting all the time. I don't mean just on your body, but you should be working, earning money. You should be doing this. And I just thought, what? Some people want a vibe. Want a vibe.
Well, yeah, but not everyone's the same.
Yeah. Not everyone's running on fucking broken
ankles.
Wouldn't the
world be a fucking really boring place if we're all just every day we're doing marathons? Because then David Goggins, you'd have to do a 9-to-5 and you wouldn't be fucking special.
And you think, what's your mentality? Like, oh, these people, if you're not going to respect someone because like they're not working as hard as you but they're happy, like what does that matter?
Who fucking cares?
Who gives a shit? If you're like, right, if people like are moaning about their life and they're unhappy and they're not working hard enough, then it's like, well, just work harder then and do some more things and it will probably help you out a bit.
I'm unhappy with my life because I work too much.
Yeah, 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 innit?
Too much of my life is taken up by work.
This is why I am unhappy.
I want to do other things.
Yes, I want to live my life.
I would quite like to find something to make me money on the side.
Yeah.
I simply don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't have the fucking energy.
Yeah.
And this is the other thing as well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're, it was it The Rock?
Oh, The Rock, part of the midnight oil.
The Rock says, "It's a fuck off, mate." It was like, you shouldn't, something along the lines of, you shouldn't be spending all day going to work and then coming home and not working on your own goals. You're not tired, you're uninspired. No, fuck you.
I'm tired, mate. Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking tired.
I find sometimes, like, yes, I know a lot of actors and a lot of struggling actors have to have second jobs and to fund their dream. I understand that. But, like, when you are then an actor or a wrestler, and I get you have to graft. I get it's hard work. I get you have to put 100%. A lot of hours in. But it is a different sort of work. It is your passion and you love doing it. And that's why some people have to go to work every day to a job they hate. And they're doing it because they have to pay the bills.
Because they
haven't got a big fucking
contract.
Well,
that's the majority of us.
Yeah.
The majority of us are going to work to pay bills.
Yeah. You know, that's the fucking thing. And then it's, oh, well, make a business. Okay. Doing what?
Make a business.
Yeah, what am I doing then?
Is it that easy?
It's not. It's really fucking hard. Like, I just don't get it. And it just, people, it's just like, oh, yeah, I don't agree with that. You're not tired, you're uninspired. No, I'm fucking knackered, mate.
Ain't it? And I'm sorry, but we can't all be doing that.
And it's stressful.
What, everyone in the world making a business? Well, who fucking works for them?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I can't do it. I've already got my own business. What is the business? I don't know yet, but I can't work for you.
We wouldn't be able to go to a restaurant anymore.
Yeah. Well, so I try and fucking deal with fucking... Yeah, because everyone had their own restaurants. Everyone would be
there'd be no
chef.
Waiters. There'd be no fucking cooks.
Innit?
Just owners.
Well, where's the food coming from? Well, it's coming from a different... A chef that's got his own business.
We need
people doing
different things.
Yeah, it's just how it works.
But there could be a better way of doing it where we're not all so fucked and hating it. And and again, it's this idea that you should be working on making a bit. You should be making the best days. It's like, all right, well, not everyone is going to.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's the statement. Yeah. That's the statement.
Some people don't want to,
and that's fine.
Yeah,
but the idea that we should perpetuates this fucking sadness.
Yeah,
of just
and
working for
people.
Somebody
because some people think that
it doesn't have to be.
No,
But if we were paid right, weren't overworked.
Yeah.
And life was a little fucking...
Fairer.
Fairer. Yeah.
It'd be a lot nicer for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. The many, not the few.
Yeah, exactly. I think, is it Spain that are going to trial a four-day weekend or something? Like,
fucking good on
them. I mean? Like, that's what it should be.
But why not?
Yeah, innit? You've got why to not? The same wages as you were. You can't reduce people's wages and everything's got to stay the same. But do you know what I mean? They've just got an extra day working.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It'll make people happier.
Yeah.
It's better for the economy. It's better for your employees to be happier. And it just means you have to spread things. You have to organise your work a bit differently. Yes, I understand it's going to be a pain, but there'll be a way around it.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? And it's going to be a better way.
Could potentially be more productive anyway. Because if you know, I get to work on Monday. I know I've got four fucking days. If we're talking from the morning. I know I've got five fucking days of working ahead of me.
Yeah.
And then I'll get 2 days off. And it goes like that.
Yeah.
Done it.
Yeah.
It goes so fucking quick.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you get into this rut where you're like, oh my God, I've got this 5 days in front of me. And you're not motivated. I'm not that productive 100% of the time.
No.
Whereas that's the thing. If it was 4 days, you'd go, right, I've got to get this work done. Right, let's get on with it. And then I get 3 days off. Four. That to me seems a bit better.
Yeah, exactly. I'd prefer that.
And then if I'm working 12-hour days, all right, well, it's only 4 days. Oh,
4 days.
And
then I get off.
It's not that extra day that you get to it and you're so fucking tired and fucked by the time you get to the weekend.
Totally. And there'll be some people that will work 7 days still or five days still or however many days because they want the extra money and they want to earn overtime and they want to do this and they want to do
100%.
That. And as long as it is overtime and not, you know, oh, well, you're not getting, you know, we're cutting your wages because it's a four-day week now, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's got to be, a legal stipulation.
Wow. This is the thing. Companies get around these sort of things. I remember the 48-hour EU working time directive or something like that?
Don't know.
Basically, if you work over 48 hours, you have to sign to say you're happy to work over 48 hours. Right. And at my old job, they give us it. And it was basically, sign this.
Yeah.
Now, on the actual bit of paperwork we looked at, and it was like, you are not allowed to be treated differently if you choose just to work 48 hours, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't get a choice. You wouldn't have got a choice. You would have got fired.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I know, not every job, you need to work a bit more hours, or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not my fucking problem. And... It was like, no, you don't get a choice.
Yeah.
And that's a law. And it's quite easily just to overcome. Because companies just go, well, you either sign it or don't work it.
Yeah.
And a lot of companies, I'm sure the company I'm at now, it's just in the contract when you first sign, when you through your 3 months probation. By signing this, you agree to work, that you're happy to work more than 48 hours in a week. It's like, do we need to?
That's mad, isn't it? Yeah.
It's just, it's so fucked up.
But the first place I worked in the contract was, I'm happy to, because we were paid a salary, and it was like, I'm happy to work extra hours, you know, at my discretion, you know, as and when needed. And at first, you're like, yeah, that's absolutely fine. Like, if I have to work a couple of hours here or there, like, I don't really care. Like, I've got to stay late an hour or so or whatever.
But
that's
the very
enough.
Nature of companies to take advantage.
Yeah, but then it's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm working a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute, they want me to work in all these extra hours. Oh, I've worked another I've worked like fucking two shifts today.
Yeah.
But they don't want to pay me for it. What?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the fucking shit.
But that's what actually happens.
Yeah.
And it's I listened to a podcast, I think it was Joe Rogan, and it was this free market capitalist. And he's going on about how the minimum wage destroyed the labour market for like teens and things like that. Well, companies aren't going to employ them because they're not skilled, and it stops young people getting these on the side little jobs and a bit of money. It's like, no, that's not the reality of it. Because what actually happened was companies were paying criminally low wages, so the government had to step in and make a fucking law
to
stop these assholes from exploiting people.
Yeah.
It's that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, if you take away the minimum wage, people will just pay
less
the
money.
Lowest they can.
Yeah.
And it becomes a race to the bottom. It's not a good thing.
No.
And these are why these laws are in place.
Yeah.
And it's because companies will just go, all right, well, this guy will do it for £2. You want £3. Fucking see you later.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, in the real world, there are people who fucking need money and they would just offer less and less to get that money in the door. And that's the reality.
If you're desperate, that's what you're going to do.
100%. And people will take advantage of that.
Mate.
Rich people will take advantage of
that. And they do.
And they, yeah, they fucking do.
Mate, my first wage was like $8,500 a year.
Yeah, yeah. Because he was allowed to pay you that much. Yeah. If he was allowed to pay you less, he would have paid you less.
Oh, fucking would have done.
100%.
I remember when and there was a time where $8,500 a year was a lot of money.
Mm.
At least not anymore.
No.
You know, less than $1,000 a month, and you're like, oh no.
It doesn't get
you anything. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely mental. And there's, you know, I used to have colleagues that would be, usually colleagues that had children. It was, me being paid little wasn't so bad for me because I don't have any kids or anything. So, I was just fed enough for myself. So in some respects, I was okay, but it still wasn't enough. And there was, one guy I used to talk to quite a lot, one of my colleagues, and he would like have an allowance for any beer he could have and the amount of fags that he could smoke that month. And if he went over that, that was it. He just didn't have any money left after all his bills and his childcare, anything else he had to do. Because as well, you've got childcare.
Yeah.
Like, that costs money to do because obviously someone's going to have to go look after your little shits.
Mm-hmm.
And that costs like an extortionate amount of money. It's all just a horrible cycle of bullshit. Up, and then the government's like, why are people all depressed and sad all of a sudden? There's so many suicides. Yeah. Fucking, I wonder why. Anyway, enough of that really fun chat that we were just having.
I love a rant about society's problem.
Innit? I'm sure that's really, really made a lot of people happy listening to that. Anyone that was feeling particularly down is now from...
Well, hopefully people go, great. Fuck, yeah, I agree with that shit.
Join the revolution.
Yeah.
Email us and think if we should be a joint president.
Viva
a coalition. Revolution. Coalition of political powers, Ethan and Will.
Fucking right.
Anyway, right, it's been probably about 60 minutes or so. So last episode, Dunno Smith, Dunno Picks, whatever his Instagram handle is now, asked us to tell each other some jokes and make each other laugh. So we've both written down some jokes and we're going to tell them to each other and try and make each other laugh. Now, but the format, we haven't decided this yet. Are we going to try and make each other laugh, as in like we're going to try not to laugh? Or are we just
tell a couple of jokey jokes?
Just tell a few.
See what happens.
See what happens. All right. Do you want to start off then? Let's see how this goes.
What do you call a herd of cows masturbating? Have you got that one as well?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to the answer. What do you call a how? Okay. I don't know. Tell me.
Beef stroking off.
Oh, okay. That wasn't as funny as I thought it would be.
What do you think I was going to say?
Something funnier, I don't know.
It gets funnier.
All right, should I really tell you my... I've got like fucking loads. What's the best thing about Switzerland?
Go on.
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Have you had the fucking gall to tell me that beef stroking off, beef stroganoff, did you get it?
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, you've told me.
Well, I weren't sure whether you got it or not.
No, I got it, mate.
You know, because you weren't laughing.
Come on, what's the next one?
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bowl?
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bowl?
Because his wife died.
That's my sort of joke.
I thought you'd enjoy that one.
Yeah, that's for me, that is. That's for me. Oh, Christ.
Crumbs.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, fuck off if you said the same joke. Go on. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Chickens do not have the cognitive ability to reason, therefore it was a random event.
Obviously. All right. To counteract your chicken joke.
What?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side. Why did the pervert cross the road?
Why?
Because his cock was in the chicken.
That's a good joke. I like that. A gorilla walks into a bar and they orders a banana martini. The bartender thinks, this is odd. And he realises it is because he's dreaming. He wakes up and tells his wife, who ignores him and goes back to sleep. He sobs, for his marriage is a sham.
I mean, that took a dark turn when we got there eventually.
I wish that was better. I'm sorry.
what's the difference between Metallica and a bag of shit?
What?
Literally nothing.
Did you write that one yourself, did you?
I did, yes. Oh.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she did move to California in 1849 at the start of the gold rush.
What do you call the useless bit of skin at the end of your penis?
Ethan.
Yeah. How did you guess? Wrote that one myself.
Did you?
I did. I don't know if you can tell.
Why are there no Jewish people on Uranus?
I don't know.
Because the nature of the planet does not sustain human life.
I mean, obviously. Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, good.
Heard your dad's a cross-dressing anti-vaxxer.
Right.
Calls himself Mrs. Doubtfighter.
Mrs. Doubtfighter. Brilliant. Why does Michael J. Fox make the best milkshakes? Because he only uses the finest ingredients.
Oh, saved it there at the end. A little clean one for you. Now, the only one I've got left is quite a long one.
Should we end the podcast on a long one?
Yeah.
Should we just, after your joke is finished, we'll do, I'll laugh and then we'll end the podcast. Yeah?
Beautiful.
So I'm going to say goodbye to you now. Oh, wait a second. Let me just tell you another couple of jokes, what I've got, because I just want to... What's worse than finding a worm in your apple? The Holocaust.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
A deer. The absence of his eyes does not change the species. Anyway, it's been a great podcast.
I really
enjoyed this. I really hope they're building this up to be a really, really good joke.
Oh, well, it's probably going to be shit now.
Yep. Thank you, Dano, for this email. thank you all for listening to this podcast. If you want to, please send us fucking emails to thenerve@callstobevil.com or DM us, do whatever. Just send us some emails. Do whatever you can. But look, it's been lovely chatting to you all. Please,
thank you very much.
Please take us out with this wonderful joke.
Young boy goes to his grandfather's for the weekend. He said, Grandad, take us to the beach. Grandad goes, no, oh, I'm too tired. Look, I'll let you stay around. We're not going to the beach. We're not going to the beach. He said, Grandad, please. Grandad goes, all right then. So they go to the beach. They get to the beach and they see there's an ice cream van. He says, oh, Grandad, get us an ice cream. Grandad goes, no, look, I've taken you to the beach. I'm not getting you an ice cream. Boy goes, Grandad, please. He goes, oh, all right then. They see there's a candy floss vendor. Boy goes, Grandad, can I have some candy floss? Granny goes, no, look, come on. I've taken you to the beach. I've bought you ice cream. I'm not getting you candy floss. Boy goes, Grandad, please. He goes, oh, all right then. They see, walking along the beach, they see there's donkey rides. You know, there's sometimes donkey rides on the beach. Say, Grandad, let's have a ride on that donkey. Granny goes, boy, please. I've taken you to the beach. I've bought you ice cream. I've bought you candy floss. We're not having a ride on that bloody donkey. He goes, Grandad, please. Grandad goes, oh, all right then. Boy sees you can buy the donkeys. He says, oh, Grandad, please, let's buy a donkey. He says, no, look, I've taken you to the beach. I've bought you ice cream. I've bought you candy floss. I've bought you a ride on this donkey. We're not buying it. He says, Grandad, please. He goes, all right then. What are you going to call it? He goes, Tosser. All right then. Middle of the night, there's banging, crashing. The boy runs into the granddad's room. He says, "Grandad, Grandad." Wait, the donkey's escaped. This is important.
I don't know if to redo this joke now.
Nope.
Middle of the night. There's banging, crashing. The donkey's escaped. He goes, "Grandad, Grandad," tosses off. The granddad goes, "Look, boy, I've taken you to the beach. I've bought you candy floss."
Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Thanks, mate. Bye.
That's all right. Bye. Thanks, guys, for listening to The Nerve with Ethan and myself. We'd really appreciate all the positive feedback we can get, so please subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app if you can. And if you'd like to get in touch, please do, because we need the content. Email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com. You can also find us at calltothefaithful on Instagram, at CTTFband on Twitter. We love you. Bye.